Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. So former Vice President Joe Biden appeared on Good Morning America recently on ABC TV this week, and anchor George Stephanopoulos asked him a pretty simple question. What did you know about those moves to investigate Michael Flynn, and was there anything improperly done? Biden's response was a curt, Sergeant Schultz response, I know nothing about those moves to investigate Michael Flynn. And yet, within a span of just a little over 60 seconds, Biden contradicted himself when confronted with follow-up questions.
I do want to ask you about Michael Flynn, the former National Security Advisor to President Trump, and the move by the Justice Department last week to dismiss the case against him for lying to the FBI. The president said yesterday that that move is justified because President Obama targeted Flynn. He called it, quote, the biggest political crime in U.S. history. Your former Senate colleague Charles Grassley has added that Flynn was entrapped and asked on the Senate floor, what did Obama and Biden know? When did they know it? So what did you know about those moves to investigate Michael Flynn? And was there anything improper done?
I know nothing about those moves to investigate Michael Flynn, number one. Number two, this is all about diverting attention from the horrible way in which he has acted with what he did. He's not we don't have coronavirus because of him, but we have the devastating impact of it because of his lack of a policy, his lack of action. It's all about diversion.
I do want to press that. You say you didn't know anything about it, but you were reported to be at a January 5th, 2017 meeting where you and the president were briefed on the FBI's plan to question Michael Flynn over those conversations he had with the Russian ambassador Kislyak.
Now, I thought you asked me whether or not I had anything to do with him being prosecuted.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I was aware that there was they asked for an investigation. But that's all I know about it. And I don't think anything else. I mean, come on. This is just fantasy land, what he's talking about.
So now he knows nothing, apparently. It's amazing how that works. Joining us now to help us unpack this is Corey Lewandowski. Corey has served as campaign manager for the 2016 Trump campaign. He's a two-time New York Times best-selling author and is a senior advisor to the Trump 2020 campaign. Corey, thank you for joining us this evening. Nice to have you back on the show again, my friend.
John, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
So, Corey, you know these guys. You've, been around them. You've dealt with them. Did creepy Uncle Joe just forget what he'd said barely a minute before? Was he just experiencing the, not expecting the usually friendly media not to ask follow-up questions? Or, what happened here?
Well, when you look at what Joe Biden has said, unlike Comey and Clapper and Brennan, who just completely lied when they testified in front of Congress, I think we may actually assume Joe Biden doesn't remember what transpired on January 5th in the Oval Office, 2017. Joe is not what he used to be, obviously. The baseball analogy, he's lost a little something on the fastball, if you will. And I think we joke about it. But just remember, recently Joe Biden said that we lost 80 million Americans to COVID-19. He said we lost by the way, there's only 340 million Americans in the whole country. So according to Joe, we've lost about a quarter of the U.S. population dead. That would be a big story. But Joe then had to correct himself and say jobs and people. And look, so in that 64-second span where George Stephanopoulos asked him a question that any first-time candidate should be able to answer, we can now see firsthand that Joe Biden is now playing with a full deck.
No, clearly. And like you mentioned, we now know, 28 different people in the administration, including the vice president, made those requests. You know, it's interesting. Has he even had to explain why he filed an unmasking request yet?
Well, hey, we don't even know if he remembers filing the unmasking
okay,
request,
good.
John, is the problem.
Good
but
point.
The answer is no, he hasn't. And this is really troubling because, by and large, members of the mainstream media have given Joe Biden a pass. And they said, well, that's just how Joe's always operated, and don't worry about it. But the truth is, after Donald Trump was president-elect of the United States, what we saw and what we heard from Sally Yates, and now that her emails have been declassified by the president, we have seen that they said, we're going to do everything by the book. And Barack Obama asked then-director James Comey, is there any evidence that what Michael Flynn spoke to Kislyak about was classified? Absolutely not. Then why were you spying on him is the question. And John, what is even more disgusting to me, and we haven't gotten to the bottom of this yet, Jim Jordan has told us that on the day Donald Trump was sworn in as the 45th president of the United States, members of the Trump family were also unmasked.
Yeah.
Just think about that. Members of the first family unmasked on the day the president was sworn in.
Yeah, you know, this is it's really shocking the amount of the conspiracy against them. I don't think people really understand the depth of it. I don't know if we'll ever know the true depth of it. I have to ask you this, Corey, and it's unfortunate. I can relate. My dad had early onset dementia and really full Alzheimer's when he ultimately passed. Even if we could get Joe Biden to answer questions about what he knew and when he knew it, would he even remember? Would he be able to answer the questions coherently? He doesn't seem to be in full command of his faculties. I almost want to feel sorry for the guy.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what. Joe Biden has been in elective office for 50 years. And where he was 50 years ago is not where he is today. And I do think, and I'm not a clinician, I'm not a doctor, and I didn't stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night, so I'm just a local bumpkin from New Hampshire. But I think when the American people see Joe Biden responding to simple questions in an incoherent manner, they have to question, is that the person you want running our country? We know the answer is no. And there's all the speculation and conjecture that Joe Biden isn't going to be the nominee and they're going to replace him. He's going to be the nominee. And it is my recommendation to the president that he asked Joe Biden to 150 Lincoln Douglas style debates between now and Election Day, and we let the American people see Joe for what he really is, which is really a shell of himself.
Right. Well, I have to ask you then about the campaign, because there are a lot of folks that thought Bernie Sanders would be the nominee. I think early on people thought that Elizabeth Warren was going to be the nominee. You've been through this before. Let me remind folks, at this point during the 2016 campaign, everyone, including all the polls, were all saying Hillary Clinton was going to win in a landslide. How are you feeling now? Here we are on Sunday evening, 163 days out from the election. How are you feeling? What are you seeing in your polling? How does the campaign look to you?
Well, John, I'll tell you, if I was only watching the mainstream media, I would think Donald Trump is going to lose in the biggest landslide ever. Because let me just bring your listeners back to April of 2016. In the state of Pennsylvania, Donald Trump was losing to Hillary Clinton 53-39. And it was the coronation of the second President Clinton, is what the media told us every day for almost a year.
Yep.
And then we woke up on election, the day after the election, actually, and we saw that Donald Trump had a massive victory because he won by such a large electoral margin, he could have lost the state of Florida and still been elected, which no one wants to talk about. He really dominated that election. Look, we've got some challenges in this election because of the COVID-19 crisis. But we also have a track record of success in the first 3.5 years of this administration. He's created more jobs and had more people working than at any time in our nation's history. He's rebuilt our military, renegotiated bad trade deals, and cut our government's regulations so small businesses can prosper. And we have a president who knows how to create jobs. So look, I think that every election is about the incumbent. And I believe the American people are going to go to the ballots in November, and they're going to say, you know what? Donald Trump made promises and kept those promises and deserves four more years. Our enemies fear us again. Our allies respect us again. And the American people are proud to say, I'm an American again.
No, I think you're absolutely right. And it does come down to, are you better off than you were 4 years ago, despite the coronavirus, despite everything? We are. The economy is better. Jobs are better. African-American unemployment, minority unemployment, in every metric, even though we're going through this nasty, tremendous, unprecedented virus, it's still better off than it was 4 years ago. And I think people are going to remember that. And I think that they have to owe that to the president and his leadership. And I think ultimately people are going to remember that, like you said, despite what the mainstream media is trying to tell them.
John, the other important point is, since Donald Trump came down that golden escalator in June of 2015, I was standing right there when he did it. I planned the whole event. Since he came down there, he's been warning the American people about what China has been doing, ripping us off, stealing our intellectual property, you know, lying to us, manipulating their currency. The converse of that is what I call Beijing Biden, who for 50 years has cozied up to China and never seen a bad deal coming from them. And you can go and look at his floor speeches on the U.S. Senate back in the year 2000, where he said, come on, man, you think China's going to eat our lunch? Come on. I mean, he was mocking them. And here we are, coming out of the worst pandemic in our lifetime, knowing that we were beholden to China for our personal protective equipment because too many companies offshored their production of these things, and we were reliant on another country. If it wasn't for Donald Trump, this country would be closer to China than ever, and we would be at their mercy every single day. And it's a factor as people go to the polls in November.
No, you're absolutely right, Corey. If folks are interested, I know you have an awesome Twitter feed. I follow you. If they want great insights, they can find you on Twitter at C. Lewandowski. That's capital C, capital L, Lewandowski underscore. I know you are also the co-host of the Dave and Corey from Deep in the Swamp podcast. That's with Dave Bossie, who was on the show just last week, correct?
Yeah, I am. And, you know, it's a real fun thing to do. And, look, if you can't remember how to spell my name, go to @RealDonaldTrump. Okay, he's the president of the United States. He's got a big Twitter following, but he only follows about 50 people. And I happen to be one of the 50 he follows, so you can find me that way if it's a little easier. And by the way, if you don't follow the president's Twitter account, you've got to be the only person in America, if not the world, who doesn't do that, because it is the greatest piece of free entertainment you'll ever have. And so, look, Dave and I have some great privileges, and Dave's a great friend. We sat with the president just last week in the Oval Office, socially distancing, of course. We didn't shake hands, just to be safe, to follow the rules, and we wore masks. But it was really an amazing experience, and one that is so humbling for a guy like me who grew up in a place called Lowell, Massachusetts, a blue-collar town. A single-parent mom is all I had growing up, and then you're sitting in the Oval Office with the leader of the free world, and that tells you that the American dream is alive and well in this country. And it was so great to hear the president and feel his excitement and energy about bringing this country back to once again be the envy of the world for our economic prowess. I am certain he's done it once. He will do it again.
Well, Corey, it's been a fantastic having you on the show again, my friend. I know you're advising the campaign. Please tell them we're behind them. We're just looking forward to seeing you guys continue the trend to win again. I will be in Charlotte. I'm sure you'll be in Charlotte. Keep up the good work. Thank you for joining us again. Carry on the fight, my friend.
Thank you. Always a pleasure. Appreciate you having me.
We'll take a quick break, and then we'll talk with Sedgwick County Republican Party Chairman Dalton Glasscock. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.